In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名讲道。
Today, according to the London Church schedule, we are to study the book of continue to study the book of Isaiah.
那今天根据伦敦教会的进度，我们要继续查考以赛亚书。
And we're looking at Isaiah chapter 61.
那我们要来查考以赛亚书第61章。
And in Isaiah chapter 61, we can actually see the mission of Zion.
The mission of
Zion.
那在61章我们可以看到的是锡安的使命。
When we look at verses 1-3,
那我们来看1节到3节。
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives.And the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he.May be glorified. So in these few verses, we actually see that the Spirit, it says the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me.
所以在这几节当中我们可以看到他说主神的灵在我身上。
And from these verses, we can actually see the mission of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那其实在这几节也可以看到主耶稣基督的一个任务。
When we look into the mission of the Lord Jesus Christ, we find that he reached out to many people.
那在主耶稣的使命当中，可以看到他去到很多不同的人面前。
Some are poor, some are brokenhearted.
那有些是贫穷的，有些是伤心的。
Some are captive, some are bound.
那有些是被掳的，有些是被捆绑的。
Yet, through the Spirit of God.
但是透过神的灵。
When the Lord Jesus reached out to them in this gospel of salvation.
那当耶稣基督向他们传福音的时候。
These people who are in these categories could actually can gain a comfort and hope in the gospel of salvation.
那这几类的人呢，就可以从中得到那个救恩的福音。
So we find that the righteousness of God can come through the Spirit of God.
所以我们看到神的恩典可以借由圣灵来传达。
And as mentioned before, God can heal those that are broken-hearted.
并且神可以医治好伤心的人。
And those who are captive,
那些被掳的人
they can be captive or oppressed by sin.
那他们那些被掳的人，他是被罪来掳去的。
And so the power of God can actually help them overcome the sin that they have.
所以神的能力呢，能够让他们来胜过罪。
So that God can actually guide them to experience the blessing of that comes from the gospel of God.
所以神就可以借由这样子呢，让他们体会到神福音的恩典。
And in this we see how the captive can actually gain this liberty or freedom.
那我们看到这些被掳的人呢，就可以重新得着自由。
But that freedom or liberty is according to the righteousness of God.
那这些自由呢，是根据神的义而得到自由。
So when we remain submissive and obedient to the righteousness of God, then we'll actually experience the goodness of God.This gospel of God, the gospel of salvation.
所以唯有当我们来顺服神的义的时候，我们才能够体会到从福音来的这个自由。
So when we see all these works of the Lord Jesus,
那当我们看到这些耶稣基督的工作
then there's one thing that the people can learn.
那有一件事情是人们可以学习的
and to allow God to be their portion, their help.
那就是要把神当作他们的帮助，当作他们的份。
So no matter what situation we find ourselves in any of these descriptions here.
那所以无论我们觉得自己是其中哪一类的人
whether we are mourning or whether we are brokenhearted,
无论我们是那些在哀伤在悲哀哭泣的
God would be the portion to help them.
那神会是能够帮助他们的那位。
Likewise, we find that when Jesus was on the earth,
那我们发现当耶稣基督在世上的时候
many people came to Jesus for many different reasons.
那许多人因着不同的理由来到耶稣基督的面前
but they're looking for the Lord to help them.
他们希望主能够帮助他们。
So many appeal to the Lord Jesus for help.
那许多人向耶稣基督祈求帮助。
And we find God helped them.
那我们发现神帮助他们。
So they were willing to allow God to be their portion to help them.
是因为他们愿意让神成为他们的帮助，成为他们的份。
So today, when we allow the Lord to be our portion,
所以今天一样，如果我们愿意使神成为我们的份
，then truly we will experience the fullness of God to help us in any of these situations we may find ourselves in.
那我们就会发现，在无论任何怎么样的情况当中，我们发现神就能够帮助我们。
And then what we'll find is just what we see in verse 2.
那就像我们在第二节所看到的。
To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
要报告神的恩年。
So in the acceptable year of the Lord, then we will see favor from the Lord.
那在神的恩年呢，我们就看到神的恩典。
But yet also we find that God will also exercise his vengeance.
那我们发现在恩年神也会来报仇。
To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God.
报告神的恩年和我们神报仇的日子。
So we find that when God proclaims the acceptable year of the Lord,
所以我们发现当神来来宣扬他的恩典之年的时候，
we find people can be at a situation where they are at a loss.
那我们发现当时的人可能是迷失的。
But when they gain the goodness of God,
可是当他们得到神的好处，
yeah, perhaps they gain the goodness of God for firstly being in unfortunate circumstances.
当他们在很不幸的环境当中的时候。
So in those times, we find that God will comfort those that are in mourning.
我们发现神会去安慰那些在伤心当中的人。
So this is how God helps heal the brokenhearted.
那是神如何的来医治那些伤心的人。
But we find that today the church also has a mission.
那我们发现今天教会也有这样的使命。
And the mission is to proclaim the good tidings of this good news, the gospel of salvation.
那这个使命呢，就是要传扬救恩的福音。
And then we find that when this is proclaimed.
那我们发现当这个被宣扬了之后
then such can actually experience the goodness of God through us preaching to them.
那这些听到的人呢就能够透过我们来听到这样子的恩典。
And then whatever mourning that they had, they find that they can receive comfort through this gospel of salvation.
那无论他们心中有如何的伤心他们就能够透过听到福音来得到安慰。
And we find just as we see in verse 3,
那我们从第三节可以看到
to console those who mourn in Zion.
是要安慰一切在悲安在锡安悲安的人。
So in order to console those who mourn in Zion,
那就是安慰那些在锡安悲哀的人。
We find that many people from different backgrounds, different situations, they can come to the house of God.
那我们发现在各个地方不同背景的人就能够来到神的教会。
Receive portion or help or assistance from God.
能够一起来这边来寻求神的帮助。
So when we're in Zion,
所以当我们在锡安
it is a means to gain refuge and help from the Lord.
那就是在这里从神得到一个避难所。
The abundance of God is found in Zion.
因为神的同在就在锡安。
And so when they gain the salvation from the Lord,
所以当他们在这里从神得到救恩
they also discover that they can gain the help of God through Zion and in Zion.
他们也发现唯有在锡安唯有在锡安的里面他们才能够得到从神来的帮助。
And this is something that David once mentioned.
那这也是大卫曾经提到的。
That help can come through Zion.
就是这个救恩这个帮助呢要透过锡安而来。
So today, as the believers of the True Jesus Church,
所以今天身为真耶稣教会的信徒
we are to manifest this behavior whereby people can receive the goodness of God's salvation.
我们的行为呢应该要想着人们是否能够透过我们来得到这样的福音。
So when we continue to have this willingness to share the word of God with others,
所以我们要很愿意的将这样的福音来跟其他人分享。
Then they can receive this portion of the good word of God.
让我们身边的人也能够得到神成为他们的份。
In order to experience the righteousness of God.
让身边的人也能够体会到神的公义。
So when we look at verse 3.
那我们来看第三节。
To console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness,that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. So what we see here is really a mission of the church today.
所以我们在第三节所看到的就是教会的使命。
When people come to the house of Zion,
当人们来到锡安的家,
what they'll find is that they can gain this oil of joy.
他们就可以发现他们能够得到这个喜乐油。
This oil of joy is likened to the Holy Spirit.
那喜乐油呢就是圣灵。
It is the Holy Spirit where God pour his oil for those to receive.
那这个圣灵呢就是神倒下那些神要赐给他得到的人。
Just like we see in Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 12.
就像我们在耶利米书31章12节所看到的。
So if we look at Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 12.
我们来看耶利米书。三十一章十二节
Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 12.
耶利米书31章12节.
Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 12.
耶利米书31章12节.
Therefore they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, streaming to the goodness of God, for wheat and new wine and oil for the young of the flock and the herd. Their souls shall be like a well-watered garden, and they shall sorrow no more at all. So what we see here is that from Zion, from the heart of Zion,
所以在这里我们看到从锡安的高处,
people can experience the goodness of God when they come to Zion.
那人们呢,当来到锡安之后就可以体会到神的好处。
And God is more than willing to pour out His Spirit upon those who are searching for Him.
那神非常愿意将他的灵赐下那些寻求他的人。
And then when people receive the goodness of God,
那当人们得到从神来的好处,
then we'll find that God will be their portion to sustain them in their life.
他们就发现在他们的生命当中神能够来持守他们。
And then they'll find that they'll be able to walk on a spiritual path.
那他们发现自己就能够走在属灵的道路上。
So this is how they can experience the righteousness of God.
那这就是他们如何能够体会到神的义。
And then with the Spirit of God, then they can be identified as God's people.
那借着神的灵，他们就能够被人认出是属神的人。
The children of God.
是神的孩子。
But we also mentioned earlier on that they can also experience the righteousness that comes from God.
那同时我们也提到，他们也能够体会从神来的公义。
So if we go back to Isaiah chapter 61.
所以我们回到以赛亚书六十一章。
Isaiah chapter 61.
以赛亚书六十一章。
We look at verse 3.
我们来看第三节。
We see that there is the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
我们看到第三节讲到赞美衣代替忧伤之灵。
So what we see here is in order to gain this garment of praise,
那在这里我们看到如果我们要得到这个赞美的衣
beforehand, they such experience a spirit of heaviness.
那在体会赞美衣之前呢你会先体会到的是忧伤之灵。
So when they have this spirit of heaviness, we find that they are unable to actually have a strong sense of direction towards God.
所以当我们发现他的灵是忧伤的时候呢他们就没办法寻求到神。
But when such turn their attention towards God,
可是当他们把他们的注意力转向神的时候
then we find that their life can move away from a spirit of heaviness towards the righteousness of God.
我们发现他们的道路就能够从这些忧伤转离就转到向神的公义的道路上。
So if they're bound by a sinful behavior or sinful activity,
如果呢，他们从前被罪或者是被罪行捆绑
，They find that they're less able to walk because of that bondage that they're in.
他们发现，因为他们在捆绑当中，他们就没办法往前走。
But we find that when a soul come to know about the goodness of their salvation,
当我们知道，当这个灵魂来得知神的救恩之后
，then that garment that they had before,
那他们身上所穿那个很罪恶的那些衣袍
，that can be changed through the Spirit to transform them.
圣灵就会去改变他们。
And when they can go through a washing of regeneration,
他们就能够不断地被洗净、被更新。
Then they can experience the righteousness of God towards them.
然后他们就能够体会到神的公义。
And so when this occurs, then we'll find that they will gain a new identity and then they can walk according to the Spirit that God has given them.
那当这件事发生以后呢，我们发现他们的身份就改变了，就能够走在神的道路上。
So when we share the gospel of God to others,
所以当我们将神的福音来分享给其他人
then those who receive this gospel of salvation,
那些得到这些救恩的人呢
they can have a transformation of their life.
在他们的生命当中他们就能够有所转变
And as long as they're willing to go through that transformation through the power of God,
那当他们愿意来靠着神的大能来走过这样一段转变的道路
they'll find that their soul is guided away from a spirit of heaviness towards the righteousness of God.
他们发现他们的灵魂就能够从忧伤来进入到神的义。
And then they can gain this garment that God desires to give them.
那他们就能够来穿上神所要给他们的那个白袍。
A garment where they'll put on Christ.
那这个袍就是基督耶稣。
Become a child of God.
他们就会成为神的孩子。
Walk in the ways of the Lord.
他们就可以走在主的道路上。
And still receive this continued portion from a God through coming in Zion.
他们就不断的能够在锡安得到从神来的好处。
And this is how God plants His people.
这就是神如何栽种他的百姓。
Become trees of righteousness.
他们就成为公义树。
Where they can bear the fruit of God.
他们能够结出神的果子。
Bear the fruit of the Spirit.
结出圣灵的果子。
Because God has become their portion.
因为神成为他们的份。
So these are some of the things that we can learn from verse 1 to 3.
啊，这是我们从一节到三节可以学习到的。
So indeed, Jesus did indeed have a mission when he preached the gospel of salvation on this earth.
所以当时耶稣基督在世上传福音的时候，他这个是他的使命。
And likewise, we are being the body of Christ.
同样的，我们身为基督的身体。
We have a mission also to preach the goodness of God to others.
同样的，这个传福音的使命也交在我们身上。
So they can receive the goodness of God.
让这些外面的人能够得到神的好处。
And receive this garment of God.
能够得到神的这个白袍。
So this is the mission that the church has today.
这是今天我们教会所拥有的使命。
When we look at verses 4 and 5,
那我们来看四节五节。
Isaiah chapter 61, verse 4 and 5.
以赛亚书61章四节五节。
They shall rebuild the older ruins.And they shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations.
四节，他们必修造已久的荒场，建立先前的凄凉之处，重修历代荒凉之城。
So here what we see is that there is repair work.
那这里我们看到的是他们在修造。
And so those that will be planted, they will be involved in repairing.
那这些已经被神所栽种的呢，他们就会必须要做这些修造的工作。
Rebuilding old ruins.
他们要修造已久的荒场。
And this we can actually see in the life of Nehemiah and Ezra.
那这个可以在尼希米跟以斯拉的生命当中看到。
We see this in the life of Zechariah and Haggai.
我们也在撒迦利亚先知跟哈该先知的生命中可以看到。
All different forms of building work.
那是各种不同的重建的工作。
Yeah. Enabled by the Spirit of God.
那这是神的灵来叫他们去做的。
Moved by the Spirit of God to repair ruins.
那是神的灵来感动他们去做这些工作。
To help build up any breaches.
那要把它重新建造起来。
So that when all this repair work is done.
那当这些修造的工作完成了
，Then God can be glorified. God can be glorified.
那神就得着荣耀。
And so when God is glorified, then we see that the beauty of God, can flourish, can shine.
那当神得着荣耀呢，我们就可以在其中看到神的美德。
So this is what we can see in the lives of Nehemiah, Ezra, Haggai, Zechariah.
那这是我们从尼希米、以斯拉、撒加利亚跟哈该之中可以看到的。
All involved in building up the ruins that took place at the time.
那在他们的人生当中，他们都参与了这些修造的工作。
Moved by the Spirit of God to do so.
那都是神的灵来感动他们去做。
When we look at verse 5,
那我们来看第五节。
We also find that there will be a strangers and foreigners.
我们看到有外人跟外邦人出现了。
Strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the foreigner shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers.
那时外人必起来牧放你们的羊群，外邦人必做你们耕种田地的，修理葡萄园的。
So we find that there are strangers and foreigners.
所以我们看到那里有外人和外邦人。
And they're going to be feeding the flocks.
那这些人要牧放羊群。
So they'll have an occupation, and they'll have some kind of relationship or fellowship with the people of God.
那这些外人呢，他们有他们的职业，那他们跟神的百姓也有一些交通。
But we find today, just like we find that there are different types of strangers.
那今天我们看到这些陌生人、外人有很多不同种的。
Just like in the Bible, it says if we have entertained strangers, then unwittingly we have entertained angels.
哦，那他说，如果我们在圣经上也看到，我们如果接待陌生人，可能不知不觉就接待了天使。
Likewise, there are strangers and foreigners who do not know God.
同样的，这些外人跟外邦人也代表着不认识神的人。
And just like in the Old Testament time.
就像在旧约的时代
in relation to the Passover,
那跟那个逾越节有关的。
Yeah. We find that there may be strangers or foreigners that want to join the people of God.
我们发现可能有一些外人或外邦人也想要来参与这些以色列百姓的这些节庆。
Just like in Exodus chapter 12, verse 48.
就像在出埃及记十二章。
Exodus chapter 12.
十二章四十八节所记载的。
Okay, yeah. Such want to join the people of God.
那这些人想要参与神的百姓的。
They want to be part of the Passover.
他们想要成为这个逾越节的一部分。
Yeah. And God would allow that.
那神是允许的。
Based on one condition.
可是有条件的。
They have to go through the circumcision.
他们必须要先受割礼。
All the males have to be circumcised.
所有的男丁都要受割礼。
Yeah, and then they'll find that they'll be accepted to become the people of God.
那受割礼之后，他们就能够被接纳，成为神的百姓。
Just like today, many people want to go to the house of God. They want to become the people of God.
那就像今天有许多人想来到神的家，成为神的百姓。
They want to take the steps to salvation.
他们想要进入神的救恩。
So God will allow for this.
那神是允许的。
Yeah, the church of God will allow for this.
那神的教会也是允许的。
But there is a process to allow for this.
可是要进入有一个条件，有一个过程。
So in order to put on Christ, they have to go through the steps to salvation.
所以他们必须想要披戴基督的话，他们要走过这个救恩的这个阶段。
So understand this gospel of God to save.
那他们要先明白神的救恩。
Yeah, so that's a mission of Zion to fulfill.
那这个事情是也是交付给锡安的一个使命。
And so today, when we fulfill this mission,
那今天当我们来实行这个使命了
，and we guide others towards this the goodness of God.
那我们引导其他人来进入神的好处。
They can also go through a process to gain the goodness of God.
那他们要得到神的好处之前呢，这是有一个路程要经历的。
And then God will manifest His beauty to help them to gain to walk in this salvation path.
那在过程当中，神会显出他的好处来带领他们进入神的救恩。
But we also find that even though there is this change of the foreigner who does not know God to come to know God.
那我们发现这些不认识神的外人要认识神是有一个过程的。
And those who wish to now today go through this one baptism in order to be saved.
那今天他们必须要经历这个洗礼才能够进入神的里面。
We find that we as the people of God have an identity.
那我们发现我们身为神的孩子神的儿女我们是有一个身份的。
So what is the identity of God's people?
那神的百姓这个身份是什么呢
We look at verse 6.
我们来看第六节。
Isaiah chapter 61 verse 6.
以赛亚书六十一章第六节。
Isaiah chapter 61 verse 6.
以赛亚书六十一章第六节。
But you shall be named the priests of the Lord. They shall call you the servants of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and their glory you shall boast.
六节，你们倒要称为神的祭司，人必称你们为我们神的仆役。你们必吃用列国的财物，使用因他们的荣耀自夸。
And so what we see is very clearly that those who are in Zion, they have an identity.
那我们很清楚地看到，这些在锡安的，他们有一个身份。
And that identity is to remain the priest of the Lord.
这个身份就是神的祭司。
So today we are the priest of the Lord.
所以今天我们是主神的祭司。
And so in our behavior, in our application.
所以在我们的日常生活的言行当中
We are to continue to proclaim the glory of God.
我们要不断地宣扬神的荣耀
Proclaim the praises of the Lord.
我们要宣扬神得到赞美
Why are we to proclaim the praises of the Lord?
我们为什么要赞美神呢
Just as we know in 1 Peter chapter 2.
就像我们在彼得前书二章知道的
yeah, In 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 8 to 10.
在彼得前书二章八到十节
We are the priests who are to proclaim the goodness of God.
我们是祭司，我们要宣扬神的美德。
Who call us out of darkness into His marvelous light?
那他把我们从黑暗中招出来，来进入他的光明当中。
So today we are a witness of the Lord.
今天我们是神的见证者。
God has been our personal witness.
那神是我们是神的见证人。
We've received His word.
我们得到他的话语。
We've heard it.
我们听到了。
We believed it.
我们相信了。
We trusted in it.
我们信靠他。
God has borne witness in our heart.
那神就在我们心中与我们同证。
So because we've kept this,
那因为我们持守了。
And because that's a testimony in our heart.
那这个见证在我们的心里。
Yeah, there's no falsehood from the Lord towards us.
那神在我们心里是没有虚假的。
Then we have to remain this light of beauty to let others know about the glory of the Lord.
那我们就要成为世上的光，让其他人看见神的美德。
So we have to remain moved to witness and testify for the Lord.
所以我们要让自己不断地被神感动，来为神做见证。
And then we'll find that we actually fulfill the purpose that God chose us for.
那我们就能够因为神拣选我们，我们能够来做出我们的使命。
So as long as we remain this faithful witness,
我们要持守自己，使自己不断地是忠心的见证者。
Then we'll find that we'll be able to fulfill this mission.
我们就发现我们能够完成这样的使命。
And then we'll find that we will be a reflection of the beauty of God in this world.
我们就发现，在世上，我们就能够反映出神的美德。
We find here there is a blessing to the people of God.
那我们发现在这里有对神的百姓有一个好处。
That they shall eat the riches of the Gentiles.
那他们能够去用列国的财物。
And then furthermore, in verse 7,
那还有的是第七节。
We see that there is a shame.
那我们看到他们这里有一个羞辱。
Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor.
那他们要得加倍的好处来代替这个羞辱。
And instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion.
那他们份中所得的喜乐必代替所受的凌辱。
And therefore in their land they shall possess double, everlasting joy shall be theirs.
在境内必得加倍的产业，永远之乐必归于你们。
So there's two things that we can learn here.
那我们在这里有几件事可以学到。
We find that the people of God will experience shame.
我们发现神的百姓会体会到羞辱。
But we need to be clear about this shame.
但我们要很清楚明白这样的羞辱。
If it is shame for the will of God,
如果这个羞辱是为了神的旨意，
yeah, because we obey the will of God,
是因为我们顺从了神的旨意，
and we walk in His truth,
我们走在真理当中，
then we find that the will of God will be manifested.
那我们发现神的旨意就能够被我们彰显出来，
yeah, and we find that we will be able to glorify God.
我们发现我们能够荣耀神。
So if we took a look at Philippians.
我们来看腓立比书。
Or rather, First Peter.
不好意思，我们看彼得前书。
First Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书第四章。
First Peter chapter 4.
彼得前书第四章。
Verse 14 and 15.
十四节十五节。
First Peter chapter 4, verse 14 and 15.
彼得前书四章十四十五节。
For if you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part he is blasphemed, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, or an evildoer, or as a busybody in other people's matters.
十四节，你们若为基督的名受辱骂，便是有福的，因为神荣耀的灵常住在你们身上。你们中间却不可有人因为杀人、偷窃、作恶、好管闲事而受苦。若为做基督徒受苦，却不要羞耻，倒要因这名归荣耀给神。
And so here we see that as believers, there are believers that can be reproached for Christ.
所以我们在这里看到有信徒是为基督的名受辱骂。
And because it involves God's will.
但是这因为有神的旨意在其中。
Just like we know that we find that just as we read on, we find that you know judgment begins at the house of God.
就像我们知道，审判是从神的家中开始。
Yeah. So for those who obey the will of God,
所以那些遵守了神的旨意的人
，and keep the truth of God's word,
并且守住神真理的人
，they'll be able to overcome.
他们能够胜过。
Yeah, because they remain obedient to the truth of God's word.
因为他们能够来顺服、来守住神的话语。
They remain obedient to the gospel of God.
因为他们持守住对神话语、神道理的一个
忠心。And what we'll learn is that the Spirit of glory will rest upon such.
那我们明白的是，那神的灵就会在他们身上。
Just as we see in verse 14.
就像我们在十四节看到的。
It rests upon such.
因为神荣耀的灵住在他们身上。
Because they remain faithful to God.
因为他们对神忠心。
And they remain suffering for the will of the Lord.
他们为神的旨意来受苦。
Yeah. So it seems a shame.
看起来是一个羞辱。
But God, because the Spirit of God rests upon them,
但是因为神的灵在他们身上，
then they're able to manifest the glory of God.
他们就能够彰显神的荣耀。
Yeah. So that there is shame and suffering in that sense.
所以在那里面是有羞辱，有受苦。
But we need to be very clear.
但是我们要很清楚。
Because there can also be shame and suffering in a different matter altogether.
因为在其他的不同的场景，也有可能是受辱骂、受苦的。
So if we turn to Hebrews.
所以我们如果来翻开希伯来书。
Hebrews chapter 6.
希伯来书第六章。
Hebrews chapter 6.
希伯来书六章。
Verses 4 to 6.
第四节到六节。
Hebrews chapter 6, verses 4 to 6.
希伯来书六章四节到六节。
For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come.If they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put him to an open shame. Here is a different type of shame.
这里是不同的羞辱。
Yeah? For such who firstly were enlightened, they experienced the goodness of God, the heavenly blessing.
那这些是蒙了光照尝过天恩滋味的人。
Yeah? They experienced the greatness of the power of the Holy Spirit.
他们已经尝过圣灵的能力了。
But we find that somewhere along the line, their heart changed.
可是在路程中某一个阶段，他们的心改变了。
And so what then happens is that they begin to shame the Lord and shame His name.
结果他们就开始羞辱神，羞辱神的名。That
that becomes different.
那就不一样了。That's
different because they chose to go in that direction.
不一样的是，因为他们自己选择走那样的路。Yeah?
And put the Lord or put God to open shame.
那他们就把神，就是明明的羞辱神。They
were willing to take that direction to disgrace the Lord in that manner.
他们是自己走向那条道路来羞辱神。So
therefore, there's no further opportunity.
那对他们来说就没有机会了。Yeah?
So we find there's two types of shame.
那我们发现那个羞辱有两种不同的羞辱。
So as long as we continue to keep the truth in our heart,
所以重要的是我们要继续把真理持守在心里。
Yeah, then we'll find that God will manifest His glory as we continue to remain submissive and obedient to the truth of God's word.
那在我们对真理、对神顺服的当中，我们才能够荣耀神。
And then we find that God continues to remain our portion throughout.
那我们发现神就会不断地把我们的好处，把我们的份赐给我们。
So today, when we are experiencing shame for the will of God,
所以今天如果我们因神的旨意来被羞辱,
and the truth of God remains in us,
但是真理还是在我们心里,
then because the Spirit of God rests upon us,
那因为神的灵在我们身上,
we'll continue to endure, we'll continue to overcome.
我们就能够继续地忍耐，继续地胜过。
Because God has not forgotten how we remain faithful throughout to honor the truth and cherish the truth of God.
因为神不会忘记我们是如何的忍耐走过，如何的来荣�ao，来持守祂的真理。
That's why we all the more we are to remain obedient to this gospel to the very end.
所以我们直到最后都要来持守住这样的真理。
When we go back to Isaiah 61,
那我们回到以赛亚书61章,
Isaiah 61, verse 8,
以赛亚书61章第8节,
in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 8, we actually see the standpoint of God.
那在第八节我们看到了神的一个标准。
What is the standpoint or principle of God?
那神的原则是什么呢?
For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery for burnt offering. I will direct their work in truth, and I will make with them an everlasting covenant.
八节，因为我神喜爱公平，恨恶抢夺和罪孽，我要凭诚实施行报应，并要与我的百姓立永约。
So we find that here is the principle of God that's very clear.
我们看到在这里神的标准是很明白的。God
loves justice and will uphold justice.
神爱,喜爱公平。
He'll provide truth.
他提供真理。
So when God shares His truth to the people,
所以当神向百姓来分享他的真理,
and they're willing to accept that truth and abide in that truth,
那百姓愿意接领受真理，并且走在真理当中,
then God will manifest His righteousness towards you.
神就会向他们来显现他的公平。And
you will receive the just or favor from the God.
你就会从神得到他的义还有他的喜爱。So
when the church received the favor from God,
所以当我们教会从神得到好处,
then that favor from the Lord is to preserve their soul.
那神的好处呢，就是要来保守你的灵魂。And
that favor from the Lord is to continue to abide in that everlasting covenant or agreement with God.
那神的这个恩典呢，就是我们要持守跟神的永约。So
in that everlasting covenant, we are to remain faithful to the just favor from God towards us.
所以这个永约在永约当中呢，我们要持守住，继续领受从神来的公平。So
today, when the Lord shares that favor, shares that truth towards us,
所以今天当神向我们分享他的真理还有他的恩典，and
the church abide in that truth,
那这个我们的教会要持守在真理当中,
then in the life of the believers,
那在信徒的生命当中,
they are to continue to manifest what is true and what is just and fair.
在我们的生命当中要不断地显现出什么是公平，什么是诚实公义。
So when we manifest the goodness of God to one another in that truth,
那我们在真理当中要向彼此来显出这样的一个恩典,
then indeed they can receive the goodness of God.
那我们也可以从神得到好处。
So likewise, when people come desiring the goodness of God in the house of God,
所以同样的，当外面的人渴望神的好处而进到吉安的时候,
then they can receive the goodness of God directly and indirectly.
他们能够直接或间接的来领受到神的恩典。
directly from God because the Lord desired to save man.
那直接的恩典是从神来的，因为神渴望来拯救世人。
And indirectly from us when we continue to share and preach the gospel of God to others.
那间接的是从我们身上得到，因为我们不断的向他们来分享神的福音。
To stir their souls to discover the favor from God, the goodness of God.
那我们要帮助外面的人能够走这条道路，直到他们领受到神的恩典。
If we don't help stir their soul towards the goodness of God.
如果我们不帮助这些灵魂来得到恩典。
Then it becomes more difficult for them to experience the goodness of God.
那对于这些灵魂他们是很困难的，要领受到神的恩典是很困难的。
Especially if we are to be and remain the living testimonies of God.
尤其神要我们做他的见证。
To be priests.
神要我们做他的祭司。
Yeah? Priest to rightly divide the word of truth.
那这个祭司呢，是要明白真理。
To guide and steer them.
要来引导他们。
So that's why we are to remain a testimony.
所以神要我们做活见证。
And that's why it's mentioned before, God has already been a faithful witness to us.
那并且已经告诉我们，神已经在我们心里做活见证了。
We are to continue to remain faithful witnesses to God of what is just and fair.
那我们也要做神忠心的见证人，来见证出神的公义和平。
And then we'll find that God will indeed will remain pleased with us.
那我们发现神就会喜悦我们。
Yeah. So this is something that we are to continue to keep doing, keep walking in the truth of God.
那这是我们要不断去做的，我们要不断持守在真理当中。
And in that process, we'll find that we are abiding in the principle of God.
那在这个过程当中，我们发现我们就会走在神的原则里面。
And others can receive and experience the blessing of that principle.
那其他人呢，就会也享受到这样的原则，这样子的福气。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
那我们来翻开以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13.
以弗所书一章十三节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13.
以弗所书一章十三节。
In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
十三节，你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
So what we see is that for those who heard the word of truth,
所以我们看到的是那些听到真理的人
there's already a process to have opportunity to hear and listen to the truth.
那他们是有机会听到真理。
And then as time goes on, be willing to trust that truth that's been heard.
那随着时间的过去，他们能够相信这个真理。
So when they discern to know what is true,
当他们分辨出什么是真理
and discover how this truth will save them,
他们发现了这个真理如何可以拯救他们
How they can receive the gospel of salvation
他们如何可以领受这个得救的福音
And to walk in that truth
来走在真理当中
And experience the evidence
他们能够体会到这些见证
Yeah, therefore they will experience the righteousness of God towards them
那他们就体会到神对他们的公义
Yeah, they will then have this process of abiding in the truth of God
那他们就是走在真理的当中了、
yeah.And then their soul will find that their heart and soul is more towards the Lord.
那他们的心，他们的灵魂就是归向神的。
Then we find that there's a process.
那这是一个过程。
To then receive the Spirit of God.
要领受神的灵，这是一个过程。Yeah.
So therefore, this is a reflection of God's love and favor towards those that are walking and abiding in the truth of God.
这就是神的爱和神的灵如何临到这些走在神的道理当中的人。
It's a process.
这是一个过程。
So for us who are in the house of God,
那对于我们这些已经在神家中的人
when we are truly sharing this with others,
当我们很真诚的来跟其他人分享
then we'll find that others can also experience what we have experienced.
我们发现其他人就能够体会到我们体会过的。
So today it's very important to remain this faithful priest to God.
所以今天很重要的我们要来继续努力的做神忠心的祭司。
To proclaim the praises of God who's called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
要来宣扬这个召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Finally, let's go back to Isaiah chapter 61.
最后我们再回到以赛亚书61章。
Isaiah chapter 61, verse 11.
以赛亚书61章11节。
Isaiah chapter 61, verse 11.
以赛亚书61章11节。
Verse 10 and 11.
十节十一节。
I will greatly rejoice in the Lord God.For he has clothed me with the garment of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments. and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. And as for the earth brings forth its bud, and the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations.
十节，我因神大大欢喜，我的心靠神快乐，因他以拯救为衣给我穿上，以公义为袍给我披上，好像新郎戴上华冠，又像新妇佩戴装饰。田地怎样使白骨发芽，园子怎样使所种的发生，主神必照样使公义和赞美在万民中发出。
So what we see here in verse 10 and 11 is Isaiah expressing this joy to be in the Lord.
那我们在十节十一节看到的是以赛亚先知来来宣扬他在主里面所得到的喜乐。
Why is this heart of Isaiah so joyful in the Lord?
那为什么以赛亚先知在主里如此的喜乐呢？
And that's because God has clothed him with garments of salvation.
那是因为神以拯救为衣给他穿上。
He's experienced the righteousness of God towards him.
他已经体会到神从神来的义。
So because of this righteousness of God towards him,
那因为有从神来的义。
Then from him he will remain a testimony of the righteousness of God.
他就能够继续成为神的见证。
And that's why, as we see towards the end of verse 11,
所以我们看到在十一节的最后面。
The Lord will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth.Before all the nations.
神主神必使公义和赞美在万民中发出。
When the Lord causes this righteousness to spring forth before all the nations.
那当神在万民中使公义和赞美发出。
Because we've received this garment of righteousness.
因为他已经得到了这个义作为外袍。
Then we ourselves are to proclaim this.
那我们要宣扬这个义。
And if we shine before the Lord.
如果我们在神面前发光。
You know, in this justice and truth of God.
那是在神的公义和真理当中。
Then we'll remain shining.In this world that's becoming more and more darker.
那我们在这个越来越黑暗的世界当中也会发光。
So that when souls can actually discover, can be willing to change from heaviness or darkness towards God.
那这些灵会看见我们的光，他们就会愿意从这些罪恶的重担当中来转向神。
Then they can truly discover what true life in the Lord is.
他们就会发现在真神的当里面那些生命是怎么样的。
And then they'll find that life is transformed under the care and guidance of God.
那在这里在神的引导当中，他们就会发现他的生命转变了。
So from these verses, we can actually see the mission of the church today.
那在这些经节当中，我们可以看到今天在教会里面的使命。
God remains our portion.
神是我们的份。
Yeah, to preserve our soul.
来保守我们的灵魂。
To remain a faithful witness for Him.
使我们能够成为他忠心的见证人。
So we can also steer souls towards the goodness of God through His church.
所以我们就可以引导那些灵魂来到教会。
So when souls are steered towards the true church.
那这些灵魂准备来到教会的时候。
And they receive the goodness of God just as we have received.
他们会领受到神的恩典，就像我们所领受到的。
Then we'll find that their life will have more meaning and purpose.
我们发现他们的生命会变得有意义。
Because God, guide them and steer them in His truth.
因为神会在真理当中来引导他们。
And the truth of God is to deliver and save souls.
那神的真理就是要来领受来拯救灵魂。
So in our life, let's continue to remain a living testimony for God.
所以在我们生命当中，让我们来继续成为神的见证。
And that by proclaiming the goodness of God.
那我们要来宣扬神的美德。
Then we'll find that we're sort of actually manifesting the principle of God.
我们发现我们就会继续的来宣扬来持守住神的原则。
To experience the justice and grace of God.
我们就能够继续的体会到神的和平还有神的恩典。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's conclude with a prayer.
那我们来做结束祷告。